Okay, from 1994. That's right. Off of whoa. See, we're on repeat play there. That was Sloan with a cover of an Eric Strip song, Stove / Smother. And that is off the DGC Rarities Volume 1 compilation. Like I said, from 1994. And I will let you know who else is on this one to give you a clue as to what was going on then. Actually, some of the bands are still around. There's Teenage Fan Club, Nirvana, Weezer, Hole, Beck, Sonic Youth, That Dog, The Posies, let's see. And then other than that, the only band that is kind of suckalicious would be the Counting Crows. So it's a good compilation, which would be a combination of different kinds of music. There you go. All right, so welcome to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And we had an issue with getting into the building here. And I say we because I have a guest along with me. It would be none other than Rolf Hetherington of the band Pluto. I suppose if it was 10 years ago, that might be super cool and like, wow, I'm going to interview him and people are, wow. But now, you know, I get to interview him every night. Anyways, and it is fitting, I suppose, because my show here is all about Canadian music. So, yeah, the band Pluto, we're quite big on the whole scene of Canadian music back a decade ago. Anyways, speaking of scenes, coming up now, we've got something from Toronto band Broken Social Scene with the song Fire-Eyed Boy. And this is something that you guys can all find on the 2006 Polaris Music Prize Album of the Year nominees. Right. Okay, I'm just trying to catch my breath, though, because why? Because the sub here, which is short for the Student Union Building here on the campus of UBC, is closed at 5 o'clock due to holiday hours. So that meant that lots of phone calls had to be made and standing outside waiting for somebody who didn't show up. And then eventually a kind custodian was had by him. So he came over and let us in. Thank you. Thank you, kind custodian. It was starting to get a little bit scary, you know, driving all the way out from UBC, or sorry, from East Van. As I like to refer to it as, the bowels of East Van. Yes, we live far East Van. To UBC for nothing would really suck. So anyways, all right, let's move on. Let's listen to some Broken Social Scene. There you go. Okay, this right here, again, is the song Fire-Eyed Boy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I was just caught a little bit short there. And when that happens, it's like, oh, hit the mic button. There we are. I'd prefer my voice to come on than, well, maybe that's not a good thing, than dead air. But anyways, I am playing an assortment of Canadian music, as I like to do all the time, but kind of mixing it up a bit. That was Mystery Machine with Brand New Song, which is no longer a brand new song because that album was from 1995. Yes. You know, it's not always about the new music. Music has a shelf life. No, wait. No, that doesn't make sense. Music does not have a shelf life, even though it sits on shelves. You know, so if you get a song, you know, some music with good staying power, then everything is fine. Okay, so that was off their album, by the way, 10 Speed. There you go. Brand new song. And before that, we heard something from Broken Social Scene. The song was Fire-Eyed Boy. There you go. Okay. We are going to be moving on and listening to something from the Constantines. This is a band who has roots in Guelph and then moved on over an hour down the 401 to Toronto. That's right. Guelph would be the home of my alma mater, the University of Guelph, Like You Care. That's where I was a geography student. Actually, it is interesting because while I was a Guelph Griffin, I had a circle of friends, and I was bringing my daughter to daycare. This is, goes to show how old I am. And I ran into somebody who was in that circle of friends. I couldn't believe it, how shocking and how interesting and This guy, I remember having a conversation with this individual, this guy, and he was like, "You look so familiar." One day when he's picking up his daughter, his 2-year-old, and I'm picking up my 1-year-old. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, you know," I'm like listing off things. Like, "Do you go to clubs? Do you see bands? Yada yada." "No, not really." "No." "Okay, well, are you a teacher?" "No, no, no." So we didn't really connect. And then in conversation over a turkey dinner at the daycare, which was quite nice, I must add, it came up, he went to Guelph. And I'm like, "Yeah, hey, I went there too." And then, wow, bingo, bango, find out. Yeah, we knew each other. How weird is that? Anyways, it's weird though when you see somebody like, oh, more than a decade later. How long would it have been? Let's see, we're in 2006. It's like 14, 13 years. Yeah, that's how old I am. I'm old. Do the math. And when you see somebody who's aged and you're like, "No, I don't know this individual." And then you realize you're only a couple years younger than that person. And then you're like, "Wow, we're all old, aren't we?" Anyways, speaking of old, we're going to move on over to Young. We're going to hear the song Young Lions from the Constantines. There you go. Okay. My name, by the way, is Anita B. And you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Who are keeping score, this is not Young Lions from the Constantines. It is Goodbye Baby and Amen. There you go. CITR.
For the break of this new year, strange wonders from the kingdom disappear.
All right, from their album The Folded Palm, that was from Victoria Frog Eyes. And that album was released in 04, and we're still enjoying it now. I love Frog Eyes. They're so highly idiosyncratic, aren't they, Rolf? Mm-hmm. No, I stole that phrase from Wikipedia, because I love Wikipedia. It's all about Wikipedia. And I looked up Frog Eyes just to see what they had to say about them, and they said they're, I think, what does it say right here? I'll read it to you. It says here, an excerpt from the Pitchfork review of The Golden River. This album seems to exist in a world apart from our own. From blah, 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 to idiosyncratic something. Oh, known for their highly idiosyncratic songs, which pit Mercer's unhinged vocals against a swirling mass of guitar, keyboards, and drums. Okay, there you go. So, there you go. That was the song Oscillator's Hum. And then before that, we heard something from Arcade Fire with the song Neighborhood Number One, and then in brackets, Tunnels. And then The Approach was in there before that with The New Bread from their new album, Safe as Houses. The Approach is a band who are local. And they, well, I've seen them live once, and that was a while ago, pretty long time ago, actually. It was at the Sugar Refinery. Remember that place? I love having a host who doesn't say a word, a co-host. It's like, we have somebody else here, believe it or not, in the studio. It's my husband, Rolf. He's picking his nails. And I'm like, remember the Sugar Refinery? And he's just like, whatever. Okay, right. That's where I saw them. And then I saw them play, I think it was their first show ever, seriously, and that was with the Doers. And at that point, there was no vocals. And now there are vocals on at least some of the songs, but the song I played was the second one on the album, and it was vocal-less. All right. And that was that. Okay, so I am your host, Anita B., and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's December 27th, and I hope you guys all are not gaining too much weight. Not being too sloth-like. I actually made a pilgrimage to good old Metro Town, and I fought the idiots that be in that massive building of idiots. The Superstore was just a pleasant experience, as it always is. But I'm a cheapskate, and so I buy everything at the Superstore because I can save mucho dineros there. You just have to have some sanity to be able to get out of that place alive, but you know, it's still worth it. Okay, so there you go. Let's move on, and we're gonna hear some older music, and this happens to be a guilty pleasure of mine. Well, I shouldn't say guilty, but it's a song that has won my heart over the 11 years, or I guess a decade, 10 years it's been out. And this would be something from good old Salmon Blaster from London, Ontario. They had sort of one big hit song. That was, when I say big hit song, I mean, like, first of all, hit is defined in Canada as, well, it was actually on Much Music, the video. It was pretty cheap, the video, of course, but I heard it on some commercial radio stations across Canada. There you go. That would be considered a hit. Okay, so yeah, the song is called Freeway. And this song is off their self-titled album. I think they may have only had one, but there you go. And enjoy. The drum beat is what I think drives this song.
Thank you.
Right, B-A-B-E, babe. That is The Smugglers from this new album, Mint Records Presents, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. It's a compilation of many Mint bands who have, well, obviously, as the title suggests, recorded songs for CBC Radio 3 Sessions. And yeah, and then it's funny because I was like, I say to Rolf, I'm like, that doesn't sound very smugglery. And he says, well, I think it's because it's Dave singing that one. Because I said, that doesn't sound like Grant. There you go. My partner here is just like looking at me so completely like lifeless, like no animation. So I'm going to have to sort of be the animated one for both of us. Whatever. And then he looks at me earlier and he goes, I didn't know it was your co-host. I'm like, well, you're here. You're coexisting in the studio, so you might as well talk. Anyways, and then he just told me, listen to this little juicy tidbit of gossip. He was like, guess who I saw going to Madame Cleo's, what is it, a massage parlor? Escort service?
Massage parlor escort
service. I like how he says to me, oh, guess who I saw going into Madame Cleo's? And I'm like, well, what's Madame Cleo's? Like, I thought it was like some psychic. You know what I mean? He's like, no, it's an escort service. And then he tells me, and it's some famous actor in the city of Vancouver. But I'm not going to tell you who, because I could get like sued for libel or slander, I guess. Slander's when it's fakes, libel's when it's true, but you shouldn't be, I don't know, talking about it.
You tell.
Well, it's not, it's really not even that exciting.
Not really.
And it's, yeah. Oh, and by the way, because we played that song by the Smugglers, it was not a smuggler. I guess none of them are actors.
If
but
it calls in, we can tell.
If you call in, we can tell you. And it's, well, really, it's not even that exciting, but it's kind of exciting.
It may or may not be Tony Parsons.
No, it's not Tony Parsons. Okay, so before the Smugglers, we heard... That was very East Coast of me. Okay. Okay, before the Smugglers? Alrighty, we heard Plum Tree. So Plum Tree. With Predicts the Future is the name of the album. The song was Go. And before that, we heard a little Superconductor with Nobody's Cutie. And that was from their album from 1993, I think, with a song, or sorry, from their album entitled Hit Songs for Girls. And then there's a little Salmon Blaster in there with the song Freeway. Okay, so the name of this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And you are, of course, listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and I should give out the phone numbers, too. The phone number, singular. In case you'd like to call in and request something. The number here is 604-822-CITR, a.k.a. 822-2487, 822-2487, with the 604 in front of it. And, what was I going to say? All right, okay, yeah. So the criteria, if you want to request music, is that A, it has to be Canadian, B, it cannot suck, i.e. no I Mother Earth, no Chantal Kreviatchuk, no Bare Naked Ladies. What other kind of crappy Canadian music can we list? Give me a good one, Rolf. Come on. Come on, quick. No, what's that large chick from Calgary?
Rita McNeil.
No. Yeah, no, Rita McNeil. She's from the other coast. But what's the one from Calgary? She's actually quite funny. She's a funny comedian girl, but her songs so suck.
Jan Arden.
No, Jan Arden. Oh, God. Oh, please. There you go.
How about Elvis Costello?
Elvis Costello would not be Canadian because he's from England.
But he's married
to a Canadian woman.
So he's CanCon.
So he's not CanCon. And by the way, they just had twins. Him and Diane Krall, girl from Nanaimo, who could be listening to us right now for all we know. There you go. All right. I don't know why that one came up before... All right, there you go. Okay, so give us a call. Oh, right, I was giving you the criteria. So A is Canadian, B can't suck, and C is, if we can find it, that is the other piece to the puzzle for requesting a song and actually getting it aired. Like, if you ask me to hear something, like, for example, there's a band from Toronto that I've been dying to play. They're called the B-Girls, and they're from, like, late 70s, early 80s, somewhere around there. Can't find them. as much as they might be good, can't find them, can't play them, right? Okay, there you go. So let's move on. I'm going to play something that I play all the time, and that's okay, though. It's still new, and according to CITR, that's fine. They want us to play new stuff a lot, and according to my own set of, I guess, I don't know, set of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Criteria.
Well, I've been using criteria a lot. My own set of, well, personal, whatever. I don't like to overplay songs, but if they're so good, I'll overplay them. All right. So in the case of this song, which is, who am I going to say, Rolf?
Sloan.
No, not Sloan.
Thresher.
No, no Thresher.
Seven Blast.
No. I'm going to play some Wolf Parade. And this song, which is called Shine a Light, which is ironic because I played a song from the Constantines earlier tonight off of their album, which has the same name. I wonder if Wolf Parade loved the Constantines so much that they'd dedicate a song to them and call it Shine a Light because it's after their album. Oh, I doubt it. Okay, so I know you're all going to like this, so I'll stop talking. And by the way, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and that's all you need to know. Here is Wolf Parade with their song Shine a Light. Oh, yeah. And you can either find this on their album, which is called Apologies to the Queen Mary, I think. But I'm going to play it from the Polaris Music Prize 2006 Music Prize Album of the Year nominees. I hate saying that so long.
There's a novel sound, there's a pounding down. It will not, it will not. This song is about and the things you do for me. I do it so much that it's almost legendary. And I wonder what the best solution is. Would it matter too much if I ran away? I'm here because I'm fighting hard to tell you what it means to me. I'm only used to saying things that nobody believes. I'm a bastard, and that makes me a mistake. Show me the right way.
right, from someplace in Quebec. Let me just double check this. That would be the Mini Pops. And yeah, Quebec City, that's right. That was a song, Because of the Dogs, We Got to Blow Up Everything in the World. And that song can be found on a really good compilation, which is entitled Killer Bands from Mars. And it is on IHL Records. And other bands on this compilation from, by the way, this is older again, 1996. You can tell when I really collected my CDs. Anyways, other bands include the Stan GT, the New Grand, the Super Friends, who else? Tristan Psionic, the Local Rabbits. There you go. Okay, so before that, we heard something from Victoria Band Bum with the song Mrs. Rock and Roll off of a good compilation from another compilation, by the way, Oh Go Go Records. And it's called On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canada's Youth Gone Bad. Other bands on that compilation include, oh, let's see, Pluto, Cub, and who else off the top of my head can I think of? I think that band from Calgary. It's been so long since I've seen their name around. Chicks Dig It, that's it. How can I forget Chicks Dig It? I think they might be on that compilation too. Anyways, then we heard The Smugglers. Right, I told you that though. Oh, no. We heard Wolf Parade. That was before that. Before Bum was Wolf Parade with the song Shine a Light. Off of that Polaris Music Prize compilation. Okay. So it is currently 20 minutes to 8. And that means I'm here for only another 20 minutes. And Val Cormier did call. She's coming in, which is good. It's always good to know because it's very deserted here down in the sub at UBC. Yeah. So she's going to be here from 8 until 10, at which point Julia comes in with her juice box show from 10 to 11. All right. Good. So I was going to tell you guys. All right. My name, by the way, is Anita B. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. There you go. Oh, and speaking of Sam Squanch's, I did just recently happen to catch the Christmas episode of The Trailer Park Boys. Yay, how much fun is that? It's always good. Always reminds me of, well, I'm from Windsor, Ontario, and really some people from Windsor are not that much different than the characters from, you know, Trailer Park Boys. Yes, it reminds me of a certain gang of people. All right, anyways, but that's many, many years ago. And I escaped that gang of people, if you know what I'm saying. All right. So let's move on and hear some more Canadian music. And this is a song I really enjoy. I quite love. I play it a lot. I haven't played in a while, though, so I can play it again. So this is the song, The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees, which is a song of Hayden's off of his album The Closer I Get. And this song actually enjoyed a little bit of a brush with celebrity, maybe I'll put it that way. And that was with a Steve Buscemi or Buscemi film that he did back, oh, I don't know, about 8-9 years ago. Yeah, like 98, around there. 97. I forgot what it was called now. And it was a movie where he played an ice cream man. Yes, I know it sounds odd. In New Jersey. And it was just kind of about sort of a bunch of maybe Italian New Jersey people get together for the holidays. And maybe not even just the holidays, but get together and are just dysfunctional. Yeah. Anyways, thinking of Steve Buscemi, I think of my favorite movie in the entire world is Fargo. And, yeah, Marge Gunderson. That's just Steve Buscemi. That's where my mind is going. So let's get away from Fargo and move on back to Canada, just north of the border. Anyways, here's Hayden with the song, The Hazards of Sitting Underneath Palm Trees or Beneath Palm Trees, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. from 1996, another 96 year song I've played. That would be Cub, Mint Records band, with the song, what is it called? Loaded. That's right. Loaded, off of their album Box of Hair. And yeah, Lisa Marr was the lead singer of that band. And I guess I like to sort of consider her the hardest working woman in indie rock. Yes, because she's still going. She's still doing her thing, except down in LA now. It's been, I don't know, close to a decade, I suppose. 8-9 years since she's moved there. And since then, she's been busy with... I think I last checked her website and she was doing... It's not the Lisa Marr Experience. I think it's just called Lisa or something. She was doing the Lisa Marr Experience. She was doing a band called The Beards with Kim Shattuck of... what are they called, Rolf? Thank you, the Muffs. I have that tip of the tongue syndrome. And then she was also in that band Buck when she first moved down there. Yeah. Anyway, so she's still busy, still doing her thing. So kudos to her. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Evaporators. And that song from the Evaporators is on a new CD that I just found. Like, how cool is this? I'm pretty excited about this. It's called... The Music Appreciation Society presents Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And so it features how many songs? Like, oh boy, it looks to me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 plus 10 is 20. About 20 songs, of which include The Battles, The Evaporators, of course, Good Horsey, Great Aunt Ida. Who else do we have? Pink Mountaintops. Superconductor, there we go. And so I'm going to read the fairly long, well, not fairly long, actually, it looks pretty succinct, liner notes. It's got a little bit of a background on exactly what they're doing. And then I'll get back to you. But I guess what I'm understanding is that this is, well, it's somebody who's, or a group of people put together a bunch of just plain old good Vancouver bands over the years. All right, hopefully that does it. In a nutshell. Okay, but I'm going to play you guys something from a band, which is called The Battles. And I love The Battles. At least there's a song from The Battles off of the Mint Records Presents Good Jacket compilation CD, which I play sometimes. So I'm going to play you guys something else from The Battles. This song is called Bed of Rice. There you go. And I am out of here in 5 minutes. And Val Cormier is here. And she will be presenting all of you her Folk Oasis. There you go. And she's here until 10. And yay for Val. I found out she works at... Oh, I shouldn't say anything about where she works. She might have stalkers. Anyways, I was pretty excited. She sounds like she's got a pretty interesting job. Okay, so... and let your imaginations run wild with that one, folks. Okay, anyways, I mean, here's The Battles. And... I will not see you guys next week because you will be hearing Miko. And I guess you would never see me anyway, so there you go. But, right, so Miko will be here with her show and Sometimes Why. And then I've got the next 3 weeks, as I always do. And that's the deal. So you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM coming at you guys from the University of British Columbia. All right, The Battles.
To expect me. your